Late last week, CHIP 101.9 spoke with MRC Pontiac's Territory Director, Jason Durand, to get a broad overview of the road work that his department has scheduled for this summer. Durand explained that this year they allocated an additional $200,000 to their budget for road work for a total of around $700,000, which doesn't take into account the various grants and other funding that they can receive for specific projects. He said that while that may sound like a lot of money, with 375 kilometers of roads to maintain, it can go quick.
We sort of noticed that it was possible to have a bit extra money to put in to budget for our TNO. So in other words, we usually have a budget of about $500,000, and this year we're actually at $700,000. And again, we try to apply on every grant there's possible. Again, there's a program regarding culvert and water crossing that we apply every year. So again, so far we already have one project accepted. So say right there, that's another $60,000 right there.
On top of this?
Yeah, on top of this.
Oh, okay, so that sort of funding varies.
Exactly, and there's a possibility that we might have some others as well. So we're probably going to go at the end of the game, probably going to get $150,000 with that program itself.
Durand said that they have a few main routes into the MRC's non-organized territory of Lac Nigo, or TNO, which is where they focus the majority of their work. He said that this spring was quiet compared to the heavy rains and washout they've experienced in previous years. On Chemin 10000, north of Rapide des Wachems, Durand said that they were finishing up work on the roughly 13-kilometer stretch between Ingley Lake and Duvernay Lake. Crews cut back brush on the sides of the roads and added more material to the road surface. On Chemin Cheyenne in Sheenborough, crews will be repaving a 400-meter stretch of hill at the base of the road, with the work scheduled to be completed by the end of July.
As soon as you start, it's a steep hill, so you have people that go, they're familiar with that area. Believe me, they know what we're talking about here, so they're very happy that this is going to be done.
On Chemin du Manitou, crews are working between kilometer 11 and 22, adding culverts and drainage pipes. Durand said that the work was scheduled to start July 7th and last about 2 weeks, but heavy rain in the area could cause some delays. He added that they would also be working on Chemin de Bois Franc, adding material on certain hills between kilometers 85 and 102. On Chemin Osborne, north of Otter Lake, he said that they would be doing vegetation control and resurfacing between kilometers 31 and 106. Durand added that they always keep some funds in reserve in the event of an emergency or unplanned repair. But if things go smoothly, those funds will be invested in various projects throughout the territory.
That's another thing, Caleb. Because I always keep sort of an emergency, a bit of money for in case it would be something
like
wicked.
Last minute.
So say by the further we're gonna go during the year, if there are certain things like say let's say there's no emergencies, well then we'll try to make sure to spend all our budget money, and this is where we might have some different things, different ideas to.
Okay.
So maybe just it's stupid sometimes, it looks simple, but just adding drainage pipes here and there, just that makes a big difference. It really helps on maintaining the road, and that's it. But still you have to buy those pipes, you have to float them in, you have to have somebody to put them in, so
right.
it's a bit more costly than what we would probably think.
This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.